This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A word here about consumers, the linchpin, as we are, of this economy. Spending by or on behalf of consumers is something like 70% of all of this country's economic activity, which is all well and good when consumers are feeling good, when we're confident in spending money. But the American consumer is fickle, right? Mercurial, one could say. So what happens if this crisis gets worse? That confidence goes away. How do we get it back? Marketplace's Jasmine Garz is on that one.
Behavioral economist Peter Atwater from William & Mary compares consumer confidence to a tower made of Legos. And he says coronavirus has shattered it.
It takes a very long time to build it up. It's inherently very fragile.
And it takes an even longer time to rebuild it. It's easier to scare people away from public spaces than it is to get them to come back. Economist Howard Chernick is the author of Resilient City, The Economic Impact of 9/11. He says after the attacks, the travel and leisure industry took the first big hits. People didn't feel safe in public spaces.
Las Vegas, which is a very tourist-dependent city, basically shut down.
Chernick sees some similarities, and he says once this crisis blows over, it could take the leisure industry quite a while to get back on its feet, at least another year. John Gerner is the managing director of Leisure Business Advisors. They specialize in theme parks. He held this position during and after 9/11. What he learned is in order to get people back out, companies need to be transparent.
We can't talk down to our guests. We have to work with them and essentially say, look, this is what we're doing, and we're going to need you, the guests, also to do your share.
Meaning consumers also play a part in making it safe to go back out there by taking the recommended precautions, like staying home when they're sick and washing their hands often. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.